Welcome to the Mentorship Program Podcast. Every day we'll bring you actionable tips in the areas of self-development, career development, financial security, motivation, entrepreneurship, and relationships. We don't wait hoping that some things will happen in life. Let's be honest, that never happens. We seize the life of greatness that's waiting for us today. Right now, let's make it happen.
When are you a Superman and when are you the Mickey Mouse? That's just something that came out when I was recently teaching a group of people. And it turned out to be quite funny and maybe useful. So I thought I will convert that into a podcast. So when are you a Superman? So you're sitting silently. Maybe you're even in your bed. You take out your journal or your planning book or your calendar. And you're thinking about your to-dos and what you plan to do tomorrow. You're going to reach out to this person. You're going to go out for a long walk in the morning. And then you're going to eat a salad for lunch. So you have all these fantastic ideas that you put down because you're calm. And I was showing a bottle and that was completely full, in this case with water. But imagine that bottle is filled with your willpower. You have a full willpower, you're relaxed, your planner side, your left brain is very active, you are really excited, your emotional side is probably sleeping. And you're a Superman. That's when you're a Superman. When you are relaxed and your willpower is full. Maybe it's still full in the morning when you wake up. Or maybe you slept very late. You watched a late night Netflix movie or TV show. Or even you binge watched some TV show and you slept at 4 a.m. God forbid. And now you're up at 6 or 6:30 when the alarm goes on. And you're thinking, which idiot set that up? So, whoops, that's already a bad start. And then it starts going downhill because you're starting to deplete your willpower. That full bottle, by the time you come back home in the evening, or even you came running for lunch, you're in the middle of some project and the previous meeting ran over and your boss wants you to finish something else, you rush off and instead of that, what you imagine to be that relaxed lunch with a salad and all of that, turns out to be a burger and fries and ketchup and boom, and some coffee with some cream and sugar, and all the things you imagined last night went out through the window. That's when you're Mickey Mouse. So are you a Superman or a mouse, right? So that's the analogy. And that happened because you depleted your willpower. So, and simplistic solutions don't work. You, like I said in some other audio, you are both the scientist and the subject. So you have to spend some time reflecting on yourself as a subject, gathering data, analyzing yourself. And when I did that, I would at 3 o'clock I would take a multivitamin that would kick in at 5. Maybe I'll drink an energy drink, which is healthy, and there are some of them there, thankfully. So you can drink something, or maybe if you just water, maybe half an hour before you get out of work. If you get out of work at 5:30 and you have a long evening planned with your family or something, and you don't want to go home and your willpower is depleted, and your wife asks you something and you explode at her for no fault of hers. Just because you depleted all your willpower during the daytime and you feel miserable later on. Trust me, it has happened many, many times to me. So increasing my energy levels was one of the things. And then listening to great music that excites me, makes me happy was another one. Another way of replenishing my willpower. And then the other thing that I would do is the 60-second meditation where I'm just focusing on breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. Simple, 60 seconds, the stupidest. I'm sure most meditation experts are appalled by my meditation technique. But that just reduces the number of thoughts. Maybe it's a beginner's technique. I honestly do not care. It just works magic. So, and you start doing what the secret book talks about. You have your secret shifters. You have your book. It has a page. When you read that, you get excited. You have an audio from minute number 12 to 15. You get excited. There's a music and a song that, and this is totally made for your fingerprint, your DNA. It will not work for your friend, your neighbor, your wife, your brother, nobody else. It's just made for you. Unique fingerprint. These shifters in attitude, mindset, replenishing your willpower are magically designed by you because you are the scientist, you are the subject, you studied you know you better than anybody else, and you created these set of solutions and you start implementing them, and voila, suddenly the guy who was planning and the guy who's implementing are the same. They both are Superman or Superwoman, either the case, depending upon the case, right? So go ahead, write down. Now just take again a piece of paper and write down. Have you been studying yourself? What were the days you were highly motivated, where the planner and the implementer were both Superman or Superwoman? When did that happen? Why did that happen? What was unique about that day? What did you do right? Can you repeat it? Can you make them into habits? Write down 10 ways you could become a Superman when implementing, not just while planning. Hope that helps. Try them out, and as always, make this like a workbook. These are not audio podcasts you listen to and move on. These are ones you actually roll up your sleeves and sit down and figure out how to implement them. That's when your life starts changing. And as you start compounding these changes, voila, magic happens. Good luck to you, my friend.
Did you get something meaningful or useful out of this podcast? If so, can you please rate us 5 stars? It would mean the world to us, and it'll help us reach out to more awesome people like you. Thank you for listening. Please head over to www.thementorshipprogram.co and sign up for our daily email so that you will never miss a future episode from us. Come join us.